After a boy and his pack held me face down in the snow so I couldn't breathe, I understood that a football field was an expanse only crossable when streaked with teenagers or rows of college players skipping sideways. And a grove of slim white birches with no visible humans might as well be a pit of lava to tiptoe around. I added an extra mile to my trip home from school to avoid ambush, taking a route lined with moms and driveways. But my feral feet couldn't stay away from forest trails and hilltops. Walking alone on side streets, I learned to repel attention by wrapping myself in a hooded yellow slicker of disdain, bright enough to burn their canine eyes. And I never set forth without my shark demon gliding alongside me like an airship with teeth.